Welcome to IKP's Digital Film Podcast, where we literally discuss everything and anything in the digital film world, and even some analog stuff. I mean, we may cover Betamax all the way to 4K, Hi8 tapes, VHS tapes, the history of DVD, HD DVD, and Blu-ray format war, TVs, CRTs, floppy disks, 8-track tapes. Who knows? I'm fucking jumping all over the place here. But yeah, that's what you'll get here at the IKP's Digital Film Podcast. You might learn something, you might not, you might laugh till you shit your pants, who knows? But for the next 45 minutes to an hour, we'll try and give you at least some digital film entertainment. So kick back, relax, and enjoy our sexy digital film podcast. Yeah. All right, welcome back, guys, to another episode of IKP's Digital Film Podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah, I actually have a co-host today, and she's never here. She's part of IKP, so
I'm always gone, always working.
Always working. We're both working. We work in different mediums. Life takes over. But life has taken over in digital form, in the form of a DC character.
Yes, it has.
All right, so we're here to talk about the new game called Injustice: Gods Among Us. It's for Xbox, PlayStation 3?
Xbox...
PS2? PS3? PS2. I don't know. I'm not a PlayStation guy. Sorry, guys.
A lot of different consoles.
I'm not a gamer.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say I am a gamer, but yet I don't know all of them.
All right, so we've been playing this. We're pretty into Mortal Kombat, and we love Mortal Kombat.
Any kind of really fighting games, really.
Yeah, we played Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. That was pretty cool. And then we played the newest Mortal Kombat, and now Injustice: Gods Among Us. It's pretty badass. It's been taking up, what, most of our time?
Majority of the time. Wake up, play, sleep, play.
Yeah, it's a pretty badass game. Yeah, I mean, it came out on the 16th. We picked it up at midnight, and we haven't put it down since then.
Yeah, we couldn't wait that much that we had to go get it at midnight and then get the other pre-order that we got because we wanted to play in zombie mode because you can play in zombie mode.
Yeah, yeah. Different vendors had, if you pre-ordered, I think like GameStop had... The Red Sun DLC
and
pack.
The statue.
That was the super pack. Everybody, you could have pre-ordered the statue from anybody. I'm talking about the exclusive DLCs that were with each. And for you guys that don't know, DLC is a downloadable character or content. So GameStop, I think, had the Red Sun DLCs for like Wonder Woman and Superman, and then Best Buy had zombie mode and Blackest Night skin for Batman.
Yeah.
And Walmart had...
Oh, they just had the two games in one. You had the Mortal Kombat.
No, they
versus...
had a code. It was a...
Oh, yeah. What was that code for?
What was Walmart's code? I don't fucking know. I don't remember.
I kind of forgot. I got too excited with the zombie mode.
Yeah, and then there's a season pass, which... for a little bit under $20, if you buy this season pass, you get three additional skins, downloadable skins for they're called Flashpoint skins for Wonder Woman, I think.
That's one of them.
Superman. No, not Superman. Aquaman, and I forget the third one. And then you get access to any downloadable characters that are going to come along.
That they release. Yeah.
Which they already announced the first DLC character is going to be Lobo. So yeah, buy that season pass. I mean, go in, go all out. That way you guys... I hope they put Martian Manhunter in there.
That actually would be pretty cool.
Yeah, so the roster seems a little...
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
In terms of like this being a big DC game and, you know, you being able to fight with certain DC characters, I thought that the roster on the bad guy side could have been more...
I could have sworn they would have put that as one of the main characters when they, you know,
like
did
they
the game.
You know, they take out Ares, Killer Frost, Black Adam, and pop in, you know, like Two-Face, Clayface, or Martian Manhunter instead of... who's one of the good guys that I fucking don't like to play? I like Raven. Raven's pretty cool, but I would have sacrificed her for Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, I would have too. I think my only issue is I was really excited to play Bane, and really Bane doesn't have much at all. I was a little disappointed with that.
Yeah, Bane's a little sluggish. It's kind of funny because you would think that all the big characters are sluggish, but they're not. Like Solomon Grundy, by far, I think, is the most agile. Then it goes Solomon Grundy. I'm going to go from fastest to slowest in terms of gameplay. So Solomon Grundy, Doomsday, Lex Luthor, and I think the slowest is Bane.
Yeah, the slowest is Bane.
Yeah, so the Flash, I'm a big Flash fan. It's a Barry Allen version, and pretty good, but not the best variety of moves. I kind of wish they kept some of those moves that were in Mortal Kombat versus DC, which was a little bit more variety.
Yeah, showed they did off the have Flash more variety.
In this game, one of the problems is that it feels very repetitive at times, because almost like you're spamming, because on some characters they're limited in their special moves or their combos. Yeah. So you can only do it so many times.
Yeah, see, I think the biggest thing for me was that I finally get to play Harley Quinn, because I never play with her.
That was a big thing.
And now that I get to play with her, she doesn't disappoint either. I mean, it'd be cool to see some extra moves, but she doesn't disappoint for me.
Yeah, so by far the best character that that I've been playing is Nightwing. I kind of had a feeling that I would be good at Nightwing.
Anything with electricity.
Yeah, anything with it. Yeah, would be the Flash. Joker, I'm still working on. A couple of other people I'm still working on.
Catwoman.
Catwoman, yeah. So right now, for me, the top twos that I would consider like the top ones are Nightwing and Catwoman. And that was a surprise to me.
Yeah,
so.
You're pretty good at those.
And Superman.
Yeah, for me, it's Nightwing,
I didn't
Harley
see
Quinn.
Superman coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. For me, I'm okay. Like, I like Superman, but I prefer not to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Speaking of
that
Superman,
one.
Man, we just saw the badass third trailer for Man of Steel.
Oh, that looks so good.
Snyder, man. Zack Snyder, David S. Goyer.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's so
what,
good.
What, Christopher Nolan and... producing it. I don't know if you guys haven't checked it out, go ahead and check out the newest trailer for Man of Steel. It should be on iTunes trailers, like, all over the fucking place. Just fucking Google the Man of Steel,
exactly.
And you'll come across trailer number 3.
It's definitely a epic trailer.
Yeah,
one of them. For the summer anyway.
Henry Cavill just looks like he was ripped out of the comic books. Like, he just embodies everything.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Superman. Plus, the costume's awesome. The long boot. They took it out of the new 52s, man. I'm kind of glad they got rid of the red underwear.
Yeah, I got to say that the new costume is definitely better.
Yeah. So definitely must see. We're getting close to Iron Man and The Great Gatsby.
You can't forget Star Trek, man.
But when does Star Trek come out? In May or June?
I want to say it was
May. No, that's
May.
July.
Is it July?
No, I think that one's July.
Oh.
Let's double check here.
Yeah, definitely, because that's like one of my top right there.
Let's see. We'll type away here like irresponsible fuckers.
Wouldn't it be iTunes movie trailers?
Yeah, I guess.
Right there at the top?
Yeah, but I don't want to go searching all the way.
Very true.
Don't bother us. June 14th for The Man of Steel.
Yes.
And let's see. Yeah, we're so prepared. The Hangover Part 3
is
May 24th.
Yeah,
which definitely,
Hangover.
I love the Hangover.
May 17th.
Yeah, so it's a Sweet. So it's a May release.
But, so is Iron Man, right?
So Iron Man, yeah, Iron Man is the first to come out of the camp.
Nice.
For summer movies, which
Carrie
is May 5th.
Carrie looks good too. That movie Carrie.
Is it May 5th? Let's see. I know The Great Gatsby is May 10th.
That's exciting.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Where does
right
it say?
There.
Okay, so it's May
10th.
Yeah.
What is Kick Ass?
Hold on 1 second. May 3rd?
Yeah,
is
so it's number
Iron
one
Man.
So far.
Yeah, Kick Ass 2
That's
is
like
16th.
August.
August 16th.
So we got some good movies coming out this summer.
What else? People are probably bored. I mean, what the fuck are you guys reading shit in here for?
Carrie's in
October 18th. Wow, we already got a trailer for that, and it's in October.
Wow, that's kind of far.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing.
Oblivion.
I don't like watching trailers, getting excited, and then having to wait like a whole year for
it. Yeah, that's freaking ridiculous.
Okay, anyway. Well, that's enough of that.
Ooh, I saw something about Thor.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
So, what do you like about Injustice?
Oh, there's so much. I mean, there's so much to do, so much to play. You got ridiculous amount of, like, you got the story that you get to play, and I like that because the story is very. It's kind of like a little small cartoon movie. It's very intuitive, but yet it's informative, interesting, keeps you wanting to play it. It keeps you entertained.
Yeah. It's. I mean, if you ever wanted to fight, it's Batman, Superman, anybody. I mean, it's a whole roster of fucking characters. Like, you got Lex Luthor, you got Nightwing, Batman, Superman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Killer Frost,
Doomsday,
Bane,
Sinestro.
Green Lantern, Black Adam,
Aquaman. Yeah,
Aquaman.
There's so many.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things to do there. I mean, we haven't even got halfway through the story mode, huh?
No, got like a quarter. I think we're on like chapter 4 or 5, something
chapter
like that.
Chapter 4 or 5, yeah. And then there's like Star Lab battles, and then there's a whole kind of bunch of shit.
So much stuff to do.
So, yeah, Injustice Gods Among Us, exciting. I literally, like, I'm not a big gamer, but, you know, I go in for those. I've always been a big supporter of Mortal Kombat.
Since
I was in junior high, and that was a long time ago. And that was when we would go to a comic book store and play in the arcade and shit.
Yeah, the arcades, man, back in the day.
And, So anytime a fighting game, and, you know, and it's from NetherRealm, so it's just fun.
It's been I think a while since I've wanted a game so bad, because usually the games aren't like that interesting to me, and when it, you know, showed itself and it was coming out, I got excited, especially because. Oh, I get to play Harley Quinn now. So that was
that was kind of like a big thing for me too, because it was kind of cool that they were bringing some of the obscure characters. I didn't think they were gonna like bring in such obscure characters like Ares or Killer Frost.
Yeah, I didn't think that either.
Like that.
I was expecting
but
the
Harley
typical...
Quinn. I was kind of glad for you because it's like the first time anybody's been able to play Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it's like okay, you can play anybody else, but when it comes to her, like you can play Joker, but yet they didn't have Harley, and now they have Harley and Joker. So
what I kind of wish they would have had is like I know they have Nightwing, but I kind of wish they would have had like. Robin.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't see why they didn't put Robin.
And, you know, different variations of certain
they might
characters.
Still.
Yeah, they might still in the DLCs that come down the pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's see. All right, so switching gears, I guess, to NAB this year, 2013.
Yes, NAB.
Black Magic once again stirred up the competition and the controversy in the camera game department, offering now within the same housing, the same for software and everything, but a new
same
sensor.
Look, yeah.
New sensor, which implores a super 35 millimeter sensor. It's called their Black Magic production camera, which now sports a Super 35mm sensor with an EF mount. So now it actually, the mount makes sense.
Yep.
It's still the same software, still the same build, except they got a 6G SDI out for faster outputs and whatnot. But the big thing is that it now does 4K. Now, it does 12 stops of dynamic range, so you lost one stop of dynamic range, which doesn't make any fucking sense to me. but that's no big deal. I mean, come on. 12 stops is still a lot of fucking dynamic range.
It is.
Range.
It's a lot, yes.
Especially if you know how to kind of squeeze all of it. I just got tongue-tied like a fucking licking a pussy or something. But, yeah, if you can squeeze, I mean, come on. If you were shooting on DSLRs, that had, what, 9, 10 stops. So 12 yeah. stops of dynamic range. In ProRes 422 HQ, ProRes 4K, it's the same dynamic range as in the, they have a version that's compressed raw DNG, I believe. And that... is compressed, which is kind of good because an uncompressed would take up a lot of SSD fucking room. But
right,
yeah, what I heard, and this was today, which was pretty interesting to me. The RAW is I don't know if it's a Cinema DMG RAW file. So if you shoot RAW, but what they're trying to do is package it, wrap it in a QuickTime wrapper.
Okay,
so. If that's true, we might be able to shoot RAW, throw it into like Final Cut Pro 10,
right,
and edit the RAW, just kind of like with like we do with the Red,
right.
But even more so, especially if there doesn't have to be any rendering because it's in a QuickTime wrapper. That's
so
amazing.
So not much as a hassle is.
Yeah, well, because you know, with the Blackmagic Cinema Camera, you if you shot the RAW, you would have to go through DaVinci Resolve to
right.
to get it to an one of your NLEs to get it to a editable
Which
format.
Which that's another thing I like. I mean, if you do get that camera, you get DaVinci.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's
alone's worth it.
So
too.
The big. Price is 4K for 4K, which is pretty good. And you get full DaVinci Resolve 10 and Ultra Scopes with that. 4K, man.
Can't go wrong, man.
It sounds more attractive than... I mean, yeah, you got to outrig it with some stuff. It's still got a built-in battery. But my idea is, look, the micro four-thirds inch sensor, the four-thirds inch sensor, you know... Now they're coming out with the pocket camera, which has a super 16mm sensor, 13 stops of dynamic 13 range.
13 stops.
And a compressed version of RAW and ProRes. It's full HD, so it's not 2K or anything like that. It's full HD, but still has the same log mode and film mode or whatever you... it's pretty much got the same software, but in a pocket size... camera. Go check out the Pocket Blackmagic camera.
It looks amazing.
And that's
going to
be
awesome.
Sold for $1,000.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Canon and Red are going to do, man. Because the Scarlett does have, you know, variable frame rates and whatnot. Yeah. But at the same time, it's still kind of limited to 24 to 30 frames a second
right.
for good 4K quality. Same as the Blackmagic Cinema Camera.
Right.
What I think the Blackmagic Cinema Camera has going for it is, yeah, you sacrifice one stop of dynamic range, but you get you get the ProRes 4K.
Right.
You get the QuickTime wrapped RAW file, DNG file that you can put in any NLE and possibly get the workaround done faster. And that's more appealing to me. Plus,
well,
it comes
yeah.
bundled with a professional grade. Coloring software.
Yeah.
That's huge to me. So for
it's
that
definitely
price,
a big deal.
Yeah, for that price. And plus, no proprietary SSDs that you have to buy. Like, unfortunately, Red, you know, it's they have their SSDs and they're expensive as fuck.
Yeah, it's like so much. Yeah, I know.
But I still like the red cameras, but I gotta say that Blackmagic is stirring the pot.
Yep, it's starting to creep out there.
Like, right now I'm just looking at it and I'm like, what the fuck, Canon? Like, seriously, like...
I was
like
shocked.
The C100... Really, like, you think about that. You think about, wow, they're offering, like, a C100, like, for entry-level, quote-unquote, entry-level filmmakers, which sports a 420 color space, crappy AVC HD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got some ND filters and whatnot, but $6,000, $7,000 almost. But if you go for $4,000, you get 4K.
Yeah, it's like you're paying
you,
more
you get
for...
12 stops of dynamic range. You have to add accessories and whatnot. But, you know, if you were to buy a Scarlett, you wouldn't run off, you know... You wouldn't run off the Red Volts. You would buy an Anton Bauer battery or Red Brick battery and outfit that. So the kind of complaint that it has a built-in battery, I kind of stepped back and kind of looked at it and I was like, well, what camera doesn't add an auxiliary battery that you see that's outfitted? Every camera does. Every camera has a big brick attached to fucking it. So
exactly.
Now, like I said, I didn't think I wasn't expecting 4K for 4K. Honestly,
expect that price either.
I was expecting a super 35mm sensor, but
we did expect that for that camera to come out.
Yeah, I didn't expect 4K for 4K, and I didn't expect the pocket camera to come out either.
That was a loop right there, the pocket camera.
So now you don't have to throw away your super 16 lenses, you know. So it's a super 16 millimeter sensor. Active MFT. So go check out Blackmagic Design and their website, and you'll see it's called the Blackmagic Production Camera 4K, and you got the Blackmagic Cinema Camera, which is somewhere in the middle, which is 2.5K, and then you got the Pocket camera, which is full HD. So there you go.
Enjoy it too. Amazing.
All in user-friendly, editable files, which to me, that's, like I said, to have to render something or wait for something to render, I just want to take it from the fucking SSD drive or the SD. Oh, by the way, the Pocket camera does have a removable battery. It's a Nikon battery.
Oh, okay.
And it records to SD media, I think it is, flashcards.
Nice.
SD flashcards. So that's it's really affordable. I mean, if you put this pocket camera, which is for $1,000,
right?
And then you put, like, you know, something like the Canon 650D, the T4i.
Yeah.
Which is around close to $900, you know, plus tax. It's about $1,000, right? So, and then entry-level camera, right? And a lot of people buy the camera to shoot at 24 frames a second to get that film look.
Right.
But you, for $1,000, you get 13 stops of dynamic range, compressed RAW and ProRes in Super 16. I wouldn't buy. I mean, unless I'm taking photos, but even at this point, Canon's got to do something, because
they definitely do.
I really think that Canon's way overpriced.
Yeah,
a lot of companies, like I said, are gonna have to find a way to cut their prices.
Yeah,
because the Scarlett X, I mean, you know, if you tell someone, it's like, look, you know, here's the Scarlett X for this. You can rent it. Yeah, of course you. But I know a lot of people want to own cameras.
Oh, yeah.
To shoot on the fly when you want to. And I honestly think that if Blackmagic's able to deliver on the delivery date, to have no, like, you know, mishaps like they did with the Blackmagic Cinema camera.
Yeah.
Which people, it's kind of ridiculous that they announced a new camera and then the people are still waiting for their for the 2.5K camera, which is ridiculous. But they said they would, you know, cancel those orders and switch them off.
Right.
You pay extra grand, you get super 35mm sensor and 4K. But if they're able to deliver on time, I just don't see how Red can compete unless they bring out their lower the price either of the Scarlet.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they did a lot of R&D with the Scarlet built-in lens 3K for 3K camera.
Oh, yeah.
So if they put a little bit more R&D back into that, they can come back strong.
Yeah, they know? Could, definitely. Because
Red's got the cinema behind its back.
Yeah.
You know, got big-time directors. The Red Epics are shooting movies like, you know, Prometheus, Oz.
Yeah.
David Fincher shoots, if you guys are out there, that like Justin Timberlake's new album, the new Suit and Tie music video that was all in black and white was shot by David Fincher using a Red Epic. I think it was monochrome camera.
I think so.
Not up to date on their cameras as much because I've been kind of leaning towards the Blackmagic ever since I kind of heard about that. So kind of been doing some research on the Blackmagic, what the pros and cons are. But ultimately, we are going to buy DaVinci Resolve eventually.
Yeah.
So to me, the idea that, okay, well, if I throw $4,000 at it, and I'm able to get the software and a 4K camera out of it.
Right.
I mean, that's just a bonus. So definitely it's going to wind up in our house.
Yeah.
Still want to shoot with the Red camera, just not only for the experience, but I do like the aesthetics of it. And I do like some of the workflow. It will take a little bit longer than shooting 4K ProRes or 4K DNG RAW in a QuickTime wrapper. But
right.
Still, I see Blackmagic giving people what they want, which is...
Yeah, and they definitely are.
Which is, you know, high quality at an affordable price. And that's kind of like what I like about that is that it rings true for what we want to accomplish with our company.
Right.
That's exactly what we want to do. We want to be able to offer a production value for
a good price.
A very, very affordable price.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to say, okay, like, well, you want your movie to look or your music video to look like Justin Timberlake's, that production value. Okay, well, we can do that, but find a way to do it so we don't have to charge them as much as a normal,
right?
You know, I'm not trying to undercut anybody, but at the same time, that's kind of like my dream where it's like everything seems so unattainable lately. And Blackmagic kind of is bringing that almost tangible, like it's there. You could really do it. You know, $4,000 is a lot of money still, but I mean, compared to all the other cameras like the Red Scarlet X, the Red Epic, the Canon C300, which only
doesn't even shoot
super slow motion for $16,000, $15,000, doesn't even shoot 1080p slow motion, which that's a kick in the nuts. But and then the C100, which I don't know what the fuck that is all about. That fucking camera. So no, all right. So Blackmagic, they're stirring the pot. So
they definitely are.
But that's good because camera competition. It'll help bring Ultra HD. I don't know. It'll bring Ultra HD, I think, more to the forefront. You know.
Yeah.
If it becomes more affordable, faster, then more people will, I believe, kind of migrate towards it. Because
I
mean, if you've seen 4K in any format. If you were lucky to see 4K in a 4K actually projected theater, then you know how beautiful it is, how fucking awesome it is, and how sharp and, you know.
Yep.
But a little disappointed, though, in the 12 stops of dynamic range. I don't understand how that happened. You got a bigger sensor, but you lost the stop of dynamic range.
Yeah.
But, it's weird that the pocket camera would have 13 stops of dynamic.
Yeah, I know, right?
But the 4K, but it's all right. Like I said, 12 stops is plenty, especially if you can squeeze the hell out of it. Just 4K alone, the resolution is going to be badass.
Great, yeah.
And then you got, like I said, now the super 35 millimeter sensor, so you can use the cheap EFS lenses. L lenses. I mean,
yeah,
a whole slew of lenses. And then you got the SDI out and mono microphone for kind of scratch tracks.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you're going to pick up a Blackmagic cinema camera, just know that it isn't a kind of plug and play shoot. You are going to have to add some accessories to it. One that I, you know, definitely going to have to add is a external monitor.
Yeah.
Because the one they have is too reflective and it doesn't have overlays like a 235-1 crops or 185-1 aspect ratio crops or like small HD, they introduce their OLED monitors that are badass and whatnot. So I'm probably going to get a small HD external monitor for the Blackmagic Blackmagic production camera. I don't know, production camera, fucking... I could call it the 4K camera. Blackmagic's 4K camera. There we go.
Yeah.
And definitely interested in that pocket camera.
Oh, I'm so interested in that.
Yeah, definitely interested in that pocket camera. To find glass for it, I got to figure out...
good quality, and you can take it on the go, and it wouldn't like be so heavy. You can, you know, do everything with it.
Yeah, with fucking broadcast quality, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm floored. Like I said, Blackmagic has kind of floored us this year at NAB.
Yeah, they definitely have.
A lot of other companies did announce a lot of good things, but we'll talk about that another time.
Exactly.
But today's focus was just kind of like we were jazzed about Injustice. We didn't want to talk about it before we got the game. We were going to do a podcast before
we got the game. Yeah, we were going to talk about what our expectations were.
But I just thought, well, let's get the game. Let's play it for a couple of days to give it a good, you know, review.
And the review is
pretty much, if you into any fighting game, like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, if you even have been out of the game for a while and you don't play video games.
Or you're into comic book characters and comic stuff. Definitely...
this game will get you interested because, yeah. I mean, you're able to play as many DC heroes and just beat the crap out of each other. They got these awesome super move cinematic effects.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Where you hold both triggers at the same time and you do your special move. Each character has their like super move. Like Flash runs around the world and then it hits you like 6 times and then Doomsday hits you like 37 times, knocks you all the way through the earth and back up.
That's crazy.
Superman punches you all the way up to the stratosphere and then punches you back all the way down.
Yeah,
so it's Injustice, Gods Among Us, a game that I still have yet to put down.
Yeah, I have trouble putting it down. I even have trouble putting it down so I can go to bed. I lose so much sleep with that thing because I'm constantly playing.
Yeah, I'm speechless. Fuck.
And that doesn't happen very often either.
Yeah. I'm floored by both things, you know, the Injustice, Gods Among Us video game, Blackmagic's 4K for 4K, you know, Red promised that a long time ago, and then they never delivered, so really excited about that. Let's see, and definitely, I gotta say, look, I was really excited to watch Iron Man 3. Still excited to watch Iron Man 3.
So excited.
But ever since I saw the Man of Steel trailer, that's going to be like my number one movie.
Kind of stealing the thunder a little bit there.
Yeah, because you kind of already know what to expect more or less. I mean, you've had 2 Iron Man movies plus the Avengers movie, so you kind of, you know, kind of already know
it's
the character.
It's kind of just like an add-on, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, Iron Man's badass, but... we've had Superman movies that were, especially Superman Returns, which was a little lackluster, and I think that it was because it was too much of a love letter to Richard Donner's film.
Yeah.
I don't blame Brandon Routh, you know, crappy script, poor guy got handed, but anyway, but this one, this one, I don't know, man, it looks like I said, like nothing you've ever seen before and like something you've seen before.
Yeah.
Like I said, it feels like a mixture, like they took a page out of Smallville and like Thor and The Dark Knight and kind of like mixed it in and in a good way, not in a bad way.
Oh,
and it definitely looks finally action-packed, like fucking Superman's actually going to beat some ass and not just save people from falling things.
Going to be worth watching. Like, it's going to be epic. A lot going on.
Michael Sheen is fucking Zod, which you guys will know him, I think, from what's that HBO show? Boardwalk. I think he's on the Boardwalk show and other movies. Then Henry Cavill.
Kevin Costner is the father. Is
Jonathan Kent, and then Diane Lane is Martha Kent, and Amy Adams is Lois Lane, and you got Lawrence Fishburne as
Russell Crowe. Is his name correct? That's
Russell Crowe as Jor-El.
Yeah,
and then Ron Jeremy as the guy with the dick.
Yeah, that's epic.
Yeah, so. Well, this wasn't a full podcast, but it was a podcast. I guess we'll call it a mini podcast.
Exactly. An informative. More to inform you guys and let you know what we've been up to and what we've been learning. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's actually what I wanted to kind of... We were going to do, once again, the story goes over. We were going to do the music video tribute. Once again, this year we ran out of... time, and you know, like life, you know, you got kids, you got work,
life happens,
and so we're hoping that we'll shoot it. Let's just say it'll be there when it'll be there, but right now what we're concentrating on is kind of, we already have our Impulse Kitty Productions website up, so you guys can follow us, which, you know, that was another big thing. We launched our official website a couple days ago, which pretty much is what I like to call very user-friendly, very intuitive. There's no way you can't find your way around it.
Yeah, it's so not difficult.
Yeah, so what our website provides is, if you go to impulsekitty1word.com, no capitals or anything, just, you know, www.impulsekitty.com, all one word. You'll be there. You'll be met with kind of what, you know, with a little bit of what we do. We're kind of, you know, a nonprofit, diverse, independent production company right now. We're kind of dabbling in here and there until we become a full production company.
Right.
But right now, you'll be greeted with our website, our logo, updates, links, you know, for our color grading tests, video tutorials, a couple of photos that we've taken, definitely podcasts. So if you want to go to our Vimeo page, YouTube page, Facebook page, Twitter page, but you don't know, you don't want to go here and there, go to impulsekitty.com, and it has all the links to Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter.
We made it a little bit more simpler for you to get to.
Yeah, so it's a one-stop shop. And at ImpulseKitty.com, we'll always be updating you on when the next color grading test is, when the next podcast is. So subscribe to us on iTunes, or I think you can find us also on Podomatic. But iTunes, if you click on the iTunes link and you're taken to the iTunes store, just type in IKP and you'll find us under the podcast. You'll find our logo. So, follow, subscribe, like, hit that like button on iTunes.
Exactly. Follow us
on Vimeo, YouTube, if you must. Sorry, I have this thing about YouTube, man. It pisses me off.
Yeah, YouTube. Like, we have one of the
have one of the fastest internet in town.
I think we can have.
Yeah, and every page is fast. Everything loads fast. Everything downloads fast.
But YouTube always messes up.
Fucking YouTube, like,
either has trouble loading and, you know, making the quality better, or it just stutters, or it's always something.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of YouTube.
Nah, me neither. Especially when you really want to see something, you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then,
Loading. You all know that spinning little spindle.
The spindle of death.
As for Twitter, forgive us if we don't update our Twitter as often, but we try and kind of do a all across board, which is why we kind of created the ImpulseKitty.com website.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you weren't following us on Facebook, or you didn't want to, you know, follow us on Facebook, or you didn't want to subscribe to Vimeo, or you didn't want to subscribe to YouTube just to see our videos or anything like that, you can just go to impulsekitty.com and then you can kind of just get everything there. And then from there, you can kind of be directed to other places.
Yeah.
If you're kind of more in depth, like, hey, you know, I like these guys. I really want to see what their Facebook looks like. And our Facebook has more pictures, more stuff. And then our Vimeo page has the best quality videos.
Yeah.
Better quality than YouTube videos. Plus, they're downloadable. So you guys can download them and watch them as they were originally exactly. exported. And our podcasts, which is this IKP Digital Film podcast, where we talk about anything and everything in the digital film world, which also includes video games.
Anything, literally.
So probably even next time we do this a podcast, we'll still be playing Injustice.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we will be.
And people say, well, like I said, I'm not a gamer, man, but I could see somewhat why people get addicted to gaming.
I'm totally
if
a
it's,
gamer.
I think if it's the right game, you know, but it has to be the right game for me. Like, I haven't turned the Xbox on for a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't touched the Xbox for a year until this came around. And then, like, now it's like,
and then
you know,
got
dust,
back into
dust
it.
Dust it off. And, you know, let's start playing.
Dust the old Xbox off and start playing.
But, yeah, pick up Injustice, Gods Among Us. Highly recommended. Even
highly,
if you're not a big gamer, if you're into DC Universe, you're into somewhat fighting games, pick it up. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. Or go to a friend's house that you know picked it up. You don't even have to pay for it. Download the demo on Xbox Live.
Yeah, the demo, that'll give you a taste of what it's like. And it's pretty awesome, even for the demo.
You get to play with Batman, Wonder Woman,
and Lex Luthor.
Yeah, so it'll give you a taste of what's going on out there. So,
yep.
And go ahead and check out Black Magic Design's website for any more information on their Black Magic production camera 4K and the pocket camera and the Black Magic cinema camera. And I'll definitely talk more about those cameras and go deeper in their specs.
Yeah, as we go along.
But we kind of wanted to make this more today about like Injustice, kind of like we were just suggest about Injustice.
We wanted to tell everybody about it.
Yeah, but along with that, yeah, I kind of had to touch base on the Blackmagic production camera for 4K.
Yeah.
For 4K.
How can you not? That was just so amazing to even hear about.
Yeah, so hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they could, you know, hit their launch date. If not, it's going to turn into another debacle like last year.
Yeah.
But hopefully they've got everything kind of ironed out and we will see cameras shipped out at on time.
Yeah.
Not that we're going to get it like the day it comes out, but...
But it'd be nice to see people get it out on time because then we'll probably be able to see people's...
Yeah, I want to see tests.
Yeah.
And I want to see, I'm sure Philip Bloom will give it a little run through Vince Lafferre, whoever.
I want to see reviews and
whoever,
tests and
yeah.
whatever on it.
But this is fucking, get my hands on some test footage.
Yeah.
That'd be great just to really, you know.
That'd be fun to mess with.
Just to see what it can do. Because, you know, to me, Red has this unique aesthetic and it's a beautiful aesthetic. I like Red's look. It's like nothing
definitely.
You've ever seen before. Nothing out there looks like Red.
Exactly.
And then you have the Alexa, the Arri Alexa, which almost looks like film.
Yeah.
And if you were to put the Blackmagic in between those two, I think the Blackmagic cinema camera, at least, produces more of an Alexa type of look.
Yeah, I think
where
so,
it looks,
too.
Like film. In fact, the noise, when it gets noisy, it actually looks... like grain,
yeah,
as opposed to noise. It actually looks like you're actually shooting on
emulsion. Yeah, that's what I like about it.
That's a fucking, it's like, hey, I shot on film.
It's awesome,
but it's digital.
I know,
it's fake.
Oh wow,
there's no emulsion.
That's okay.
No silver highlights.
Yay!
Fuck. All right. Well, thanks a lot for stopping by here at IKP's Digital Film Podcast, where we suck. We suck.
Are we? Yeah, we do. We suck.
You know, we kind of sound like tired. You know, we are tired. Like, we have actually literally been playing almost 24/7.
Yeah, literally, like I said, wake up, play Injustice. Go to sleep, wake up, play Injustice.
Yeah, we've lost lots of sleep to this damn game, so forgive us if this was a little bit of a boring podcast. We're still trying to get our heads together. Once again, we appreciate you guys stopping by, listening to our rambles, our bullshit. And if you're a fan, just click that subscribe button go to ImpulseKitty.com. Show that website some love.
Show us some love.
Or stop by our Facebook page. Follow us on Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter. You name it.
You name it. We're around.
We're around.
Follow.
We're like that fucking corner slut. We get around. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
You can poke us everywhere. All right, guys. Well, take it easy and go play some Injustice.
Go rule it. It's awesome.
Oh. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Bye.